Garden sign.
Garden sign has pulled that on us before.
Yeah. Now, he promised me that he was going to announce support of the president and make a major contribution after the Democratic convention. Walter Thayer. I met him in March. Talked to him several times.
Yes, never mind.
But
nobody dried up his Whitney money.
He dried up John Whitney, and he himself was going to give something.
Because John Whitney, you know, you invited to that dinner.
Well, I was told
that little dinner. Well, he was said to somebody and got a fact that he couldn't understand why you were inviting him to a dinner, that he was totally disenchanted with you, and they found it a perfect utter bore to have to come down to have dinner with you.
Is that right?
Yeah. So,
I invited him because it was a former ambassador.
Anyway, right.
Bob Eline of the Schlitz Company played games with us. Wouldn't meet with us, and he met with me and made promises if certain things happened, and they did happen, and then they didn't come through with anything. And the last one on this list, and there'll be other names as I think of them, is Xerox Corporation, a whole damn crowd. Didn't do a damn thing for us.
No,
I checked out.
I
wish we could throw them out, but they're pretty hard to find a competitor with it.
I was just going to say, if you threw out the Xerox machines, you would accomplish two things. If we threw out all the German Xerox machines, it would break the company. But it would also cause the government to come to a total halt. Both of them might be.
No, I'm curious about that poor fellow from Whitney. Because I had no idea at all of inviting him, and I checked with planning. You remember?
I don't know where that came.
But remember what it was? I was saying we had to add something for that jet for heat center, fuel center. Planning had said, yes, he had given. I said, I had to find out whether he'd given any money.
Whitney never gave anything, is that right?
I think he gave $1,000 to the New York dinner or $2,000.
Now, some of the family money came in through, like, Duralay gave a lot.
Duralay.
And that Mrs. Payson gave money.
Mrs. Payson.
What the hell got him disenchanted?
I think Walter's there. They're mad, among other things, because you never answered a letter that they wrote to you a year ago. They want to talk about some subject or other.
Why don't you find out what the hell was there? No, Bob, I need to know if the letter is an answer. They ever write to me that. Find out.
There was a request for an appointment. I got it. You were surprised later.
A thing like that wasn't answered. I can't believe it.
Well, it was. If a letter got in here, it was answered.
Maybe it wasn't answered.
Why would I not answer it? You know, I mean, if we're at fault, with the Walter Thayer, for example, I want to know.
Then we'll go back on that, absolutely.
See, if we're at fault, because Pete Lanning, I thought it was, frankly, had Walter Thayer work with Connolly and all that. But we need to know. They have a letter.
The letter dated September 29, 1971, related to the financing of Eisenhower College. Javits and I would like very much to discuss our plan with you so we can have the benefit of any thoughts you may have with regard to it.
I have it.
Yeah,
I'll give you
the one that says that
still back on my one answer. I'll send you the answer.
No, I'll let you know.
That's the only problem. But Rose wouldn't let it drop either.
But I mean, the point is that on all those finance things, I don't do any outside financing because I can't. They know that.
See, this is the thing where they wanted to sell the Eisenhower silver dollars. Special legislation.
Why didn't they call somebody? They didn't get an answer. They
got
an answer. I want to report on that myself.
Oh, yes.
Who's got it? As to who got it and who responded to it. I'll bet you money it's an answer.
Well, if they have an answer, but the meeting was never held.
That's
absolutely right. The meeting was never held. No question about that.
You let me know about it today, Bob.
But the letter,
sure.
I reread
the letter was answered.
Now, I've got the list.
I can't believe that that's the reason, however, they're not giving up. I can't believe it. But anyway, I want to know about that letter. That sort of thing is that could be a chance. I don't think it is. And they'll ever deny it.
This will take longer than right now.
Well,
you got to run it back through the. I can have them check it.
Have them check it. I'll tell you when they can find it right away.
I've got a memorandum here with the names and identification of the new contributors. I think you would want to look at that sometime.
Right, the issue before you leave the phone, see them right here. What I'm going to do is read, that's part of the forward there. I'm going to do it the same way that I did the, that's in different lines, so like I had Holston's contact. Holston, I'm going to do the late West End, I'm like, we'll be right on you regarding this, but just going to have that.
George Bush on Thursday, and I'd like to talk to him about this, but I would...
Why don't you raise all the names of him, too? Yeah. Let's just get the best thinking we can. Also, if you don't mind, talk to John Mitchell about it, would you mind?
I will.
Because John views would be interested in hearing where he runs all that crowd in New York. That's it. I'll try to do it the best we can. I think my only part will be to try to cut an arm of the guy. What do you think? Those two we were talking to.
All right. I think that's the one that'd be great.
I wouldn't bother with talking to Bill about it. You know, if you don't know about it.
I got a little problem with people asking for lists of our contributors.
For what?
I've said, well, for state purposes.
Get contributions.
Big name so that he can use them for his purposes in California.
No. No, wait.
You sure don't want to do anything with the list anymore than any of our other computer stuff still able to get in that committee under.
I just hate to do it, basically.
I think it's bad.
There's nothing I wouldn't do for Bob Finch, but God damn, you start this name list of your contributors.
We've given all our names to the Republican National Finance Committee. They gave us all our names to start with, so
right.
That's the only place I've given them.
What do you think about the bench? Well, they all probably going to handle the bench.
What you can do instead of giving him the list is agree to let him use the list.
I think maybe give him a limited number of names.
Well, or you can run off. You can say you'll give him a set of, you'll run a mailing form. Let him send the stuff in, and we run it through the addressing thing, he sends in the blank envelopes of postage and we address them. That way he doesn't get the list, but the mailing goes to the people.
Yeah.
You get into the problem if you give the list away, then they start moving out in all kinds of ways. On the other hand, you want the list used or they're no good.
That's right.
You've got to keep them active.
Well, Bob mentioned you want to help, so let's put it that way. Do whatever you think.
I'll work it out with Bob. We've got some more money potential here for 73 and 74.
Hmm.
Without going into the details, I think I can have commitments of close to $1 million for 1974 money from people who have said, if you need money for this year, we'll send you some more. I'm telling them honestly, I don't think I need your money, but I'd like to have it in 1974 to go to the right candidate. There's some others who said they'll give us money early next year. Now we can take some of that, but we got to wind this thing up somewhere. Before I return checks, I'd like to have a commitment from them that they'll give it to us in 74. I think we can have quite a list of starting money right there.
What would you mean? How do we get it?
How do we get it only in commitments, and we get it to the goal? Take Carl Linder out in Cincinnati, for example. He gave us $150, and he came in one day and said, how tight is it? Do you need any more money? And I said, I don't know. But I'd like to have another $100,000 from him to use if I need it. He said, all right, on that basis, I'll give you $100,000. If you don't need it, you can return it. I have the checks in my desk. I'm going to return them to Carl and say, we didn't need it this year, but I'd like you to reserve it to go to candidates that we named.
$250
Roy Carter. Comes from Iowa. He's got a
some time, water, and we're just going to stay in London. And I said, let's just say that you and I chatted, we didn't have anything in mind at this time. And that's the way we left it, which I must mean, it just means that we've got to rack our brains to think of something, because good God, his son-in-law, Bradshaw.
Would you like me to have a meeting with Walter and talk this out? Find out really what he's upset about. Might be a good idea.
because he made promises.
No point in keeping
the law.
No, I frankly think rather than having you do it, I think planning it should really be.
Well, except the problem may be planning it. I mean, it may be that Thayer would like to be able to tell somebody that, you know.
I mean, it never got to the president. Maybe that's what they're thinking about over this.
Could be. But this kind of stuff, never, if this kind of stuff went to the president, he'd spend all day sitting here reading this stuff.
Sure. Give him the files. Give him the Morgan.
No, that's too funny. I'll get a copy of it.
All right. I'll
get it. Just so that you don't let him think he's got away with something. Anyway, I don't know. Let him do it my way. If there are reasons there are something else. There are reasons are probably.
That's right.
But as I remember that poor Paul, when he fell asleep at the dinner that night, he was, he's got a little
Scott Whitney or was it
Johnny? That's what Paul was.
Well, he's not a problem anymore. He wanted to be an ambassador, but he got his money back. He's part of that. Here's the copy of all the papers I've been talking to. They want to keep it in your files and everything to look at.
Good. Give John back any money he ever gave you. Do you have any extra money to you?
No.
Return it.
If you're going to do it, it's just
don't take a cent from it.
Let me return it.
You had a lot of burn my tail, isn't it?